welcome to Come All Ye. Bruce Cameron's my name. I'll be with you for the next 2 hours. I hope you can stick around and enjoy a program cram-packed full of folk music.
Still be a rambling sailor. Oh, when I came to Greenwich Town, the lassies there were plenty. So boldly I stepped up to one to call her for her beauty. I said,
for they tell me he's a rambling sailor.
you describe that as languorous? Maybe. That's the voice of Chloe Roweth and the band Collector, who hailed from this part of the world, central west of New South Wales, with The Rambling Sailor, fairly well-known song. Very laid-back rendition of it, and an equally laid-back rendition of a tune by Joe Yates, or a tune associated with Joe Yates, which has been given the name Sofala Cuckoo. Sofala also in the central west of New South Wales, a little wee town. You're listening to Come All Ye with Bruce Cameron.
Christmas in prison, and the food was real good. We had turkey and pistols carved out of wood. And I dream of her always, even when I don't dream. Her name's on my tongue, and her blood's in my stream. Wait a while, eternity. Old Mother Nature's got nothing on me. Come to me, run to me, come to me now. We're rooting, my sweetheart, we're flowing by God. She reminds me of a chess game with someone I admire, or a picnic in the rain after a prairie fire. Her heart is as big as there's a whole goddamn jail, and she's sweeter than saccharine at her drugstore sale. Wait a while, eternity. Old Mother Nature's got nothing on me. Come to me, run to me, come to me now. We're rooting, my sweetheart, we're flowing by God. Searchlight in the big yard swings around with the gun, and spotlights of snowflakes like the dust in the sun. It's Christmas in prison, there'll be music tonight. I'll probably get homesick, I love you, good night. Wait a while, eternity. Old Mother Nature's got nothing on me. Come to me, run to me, come to me now. We're rooting, my sweetheart, we're flowing by God.
That's John Prine with his version of a Christmas song. Well, it's not his version, he wrote it, but Christmas in Prison. How jolly.
Here's an old classic called Sourwood Mountain.
So now you're in tune. Thank you. Sourwood Mountain, played there by Chirps Smith. Chirps Smith from Illinois, from an album, Home Recordings of Chirps Smith. And it's on an interesting label called Field Recorders Collective. Go and have a look at it. If you're interested in that sort of old-time music, the website Field Recorders Collective has zillions of tunes and lots of albums you can download and buy and whatever. So, Sourwood Mountain, fairly well-known tune. Lynn Smith, his nickname is Chirps. He got it from a banjo player by the name of Frank Prophet, who brought so many wonderful tunes to the fore. And indeed, his early recordings are interesting as well. Frank Prophet from North Carolina. And this particular album of Chirp Smith, the home recording thing, many of the tracks start with that checking the fiddle tuning. So if you want to play along at home, you can make sure you're in the same tuning as him. And if you don't want to play along at home, it's probably intensely annoying to hear the ding, 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 the beginning of every tune. Too bad. Sourwood Mountain. Now, from Maddie Pryor, best known still, I guess, for her association with the group Steel Eye Span, but she's still recording. This one came out a few years ago, an album called Short Winger, that she recorded with Hannah James and Giles Lewin, much younger performers. The Short Winger is an old English term for a goshawk, and the whole album is very much on an avian theme. This song we're going to hear is Jenny Wren, and the lyrics include reference to it uses the word troglodyte. And unless you're able to read the sleeve notes, or you're really very interested in bird species and so on, you may not associate the word troglodyte with wrens. But troglodytidae, I think that's it, is the family of birds in which the wren is a member, of which the wren is a member. And a troglodyte is given that name because they live in dark crevices and hang out in caves and that sort of stuff. All very weird. But the first time I heard this song, I thought, troglodyte? What the hell's that got to do with Jenny Wren? You'll work it out.
The goodwill of all men goes out to Jenny Wren, Jenny Wren. Pretty Jenny Wren, pretty Jenny Wren. Jenny, pretty little Jenny Wren. Bobbing up and down, up and down. Bobbing up and down, up and down. Running like a mouse, little mouse. Jenny, pretty little Jenny Wren. The goodwill of all men, goes out to Jenny Wren, Jenny Wren. Pretty Jenny Wren, Jenny Wren. Jenny, pretty little Jenny Wren. Bobbing up and down, bobbing up and down, bobbing up and down, bobbing up and down, running like a mouse, little mouse. Jenny, pretty little Jenny Wren.
The creeper into tiny holes, the troglodyte with a mighty soul. Frailty triumphs over power, but not in this your final hour. Cherished, guarded all the year, on St. Stephen's Day beware. A sacrifice this day is due, and the sacrifice is you. Turn of the year, the old year dies, and new year rises in our eyes. Your blood is on the robin's breast, and you are pinned in a cruel nest.
The wren, the wren, the king of all birds, St. Stephen's night got caught in the furze. Although she is little, her family is great. And I pray you, good people, come give us a treat. Roly, roly, where is your nest? It's in the bush that I love the best. It's in the bush, the holly tree, where all the boys do follow me. I have a box held under my arm. A tuppence a penny will do it no harm, for we are the boys who came your way to bring in the wren on St. Stephen's Day. The wren, the king of all birds, St. Stephen's night got caught in the furze. Although she is little, her family is great. And I pray you, good people, come give us a treat.
So, full of symbolism, that song, and some of the others on the album, equally interesting, shall I say. Jenny Wren, Maddie Pryor, Hannah James, Giles Lewin, from an album called Short Winger. Now, we will turn our attention to Central France. I've been playing music from the Occitan region for quite a while now on the program. This bal folk stuff I find quite appealing. And here's a group called Chac Boum, C-A-A-C, B-O-U-M, Chac Boum. And it's a trio from Poitvine, central West France. This track is Demi Ronde Les Filles de la Rochelle. Bit of singing, bit of playing, and it's all bal folk.
Qui s'habillent à leur goût là, qui s'habillent à leur goût.
Sont les filles de La Rochelle là, qui s'habillent à leur goût là, qui s'habillent à leur goût.
Elles ont des petites chemisettes là qui leur passent par les genoux. Et guélon phare malurette au gué, guélon phare maluré.
Guélon phare malurette au gué, guélon phare maluré.
Elles ont des petites chemisettes là qui leur passent par les genoux là, qui leur passent par les genoux.
Elles ont des petites chemisettes là.
Faites la voulu voir en dessous. Et guélon phare malurette au gué, guélon phare maluré.
Guélon phare malurette au gué, guélon phare maluré.
Le tailleur qui les a faites l'a voulu voir en dessous. Là, l'a voulu voir en dessous.
Le tailleur qui les a faites l'a voulu voir en dessous. Là, l'a voulu voir en dessous.
Y avait une petite chapelle qui était bordée de velours. Et guélon phare malurette au gué, guélon phare maluré.
Y
avait une petite chapelle là qui était bordée de velours, là qui était bordée de velours.
Y avait une petite chapelle là qui était bordée de velours, là qui était bordée de velours.
Et pour entrer dans cette chapelle, fallait s'y mettre à genoux. Et guélon phare malurette au gué, guélon phare maluré.
Guélon phare malurette au gué, guélon phare maluré.
Pour entrer dans cette chapelle là, fallait s'y mettre à genoux, là fallait s'y mettre à genoux. Le cave est pas de mèche au bout. Et guélon phare malurette au gué, et guélon phare maluré.
Guélon phare malurette au gué, et guélon phare maluré.
Et mal est allumé ta cierge là, cave est pas de mèche au bout. La cave est pas de mèche au bout.
Mal est allumé ta cierge là, cave est pas de mèche au bout. La cave est pas de mèche au bout.
Car s'il y avait une mèche, ça mettrait le feu partout. Et guélon phare malurette au gué, et guélon phare maluré.
Guélon phare maluré.
Car s'il y avait une mèche, ça mettrait le feu partout là, ça mettrait. à bout, et guélon, farmaluré, togué, guélon, farmaluré, guélon, farmaluré,
togué.
Demi Grand Le Fille de la Rochelle from Chuck Boom. Chuck Boom have five albums released. Well, they've released them themselves. They're not on a label. And it's all very lively stuff. Well played, too. Now, I think I'll play one more track before I introduce you to the featured album. And we'll hear from Penny Davis and Roger Islett, who hail from Stanthorpe. These days, they've lived for many years in Balmain in Sydney, but they've gone north to Stanthorpe and have been there for quite a while now too. This started life as a poem by Banjo Patterson. Roger Islett has put some music to it. It's called The Flying Gang.
In the railways clash and clang, and I worked my way to the end, and I was head of the flying gang. 'Twas a chosen band that was kept at hand in case of an urgent need. Was it south or north, we were started forth and away at our utmost speed. And if word reached town that a bridge was down, the imperious summons rang. There is work ahead when they send for the flying gang. Then a piercing scream and a rush of steam as the engine moved ahead, with a measured beat by the slum and street of the busy town we fled. By the upland bright and the homesteads white with the rush of the western gale, and the pilot swayed with the pace we made as she rocked on the ringing rail. And the country children clapped their hands as the engine's echoes rang. There is work ahead when they send for the flying gang. Then across the miles of the saltbush plain that gleamed with the morning dew, where the grasses wave like the ripening grain, the pilot engine flew. Then a fiery rush in the open bush where the great mark seemed to fly, and the order sped on the wires ahead, the pilot must go by. And the governor's special must stand aside, and the fast express go hang. There is work ahead when they send for the flying gang. Let your orders be that the line is free and let the fast express go hang. There is work ahead when they send for the flying gang. There is work ahead when they send for the flying gang. Express go hang.
There is work ahead when they send for the flying gang. Let your orders be that the line is free and let the fast express go hang. There is work ahead when they send for the flying gang. There is work ahead when they send for the flying gang. Yeah, there's work ahead when they send for the flying gang. There's work ahead when they send for the flying gang.
There's work ahead when they send for the flying gang. That's from the pen of Banjo Patterson. Music from Roger Islett. Who sang it? There. From Penny Davis and Roger Islett's album called Outback Cafe. Now, time to introduce you to the featured album, and it's called The Tea Wafy. The Tea Wafy. And it comes from an Edinburgh-based musician named Julian Dignan, who plays fiddle. And I'll tell you all about her. This is her first solo album, although she has some friends helping her out, as is the way of these things for solo albums. But she's been around. She's been playing for about 30 years around folk clubs and so on. Originally from Montrose on the east coast of Scotland, she is as famous for her legendary tea consumption as for her fine fiddle playing, hence the Tea Wafy. Julia has a wide and varied experience performing in the 90s as Julia Legg, as well as being a regular session at Cayley Player. She was a founder member of the Gaelic band Tanas, who we've heard on the program. She featured on their first two albums. She performed 6 summer seasons in world-famous Taste of Scotland show at Edinburgh's Prestonfield Stables. She appeared in the Royal Edinburgh Military Tattoo as part of the fiddle group Hjalta Bonhoga at Edinburgh Castle for 2 years, and then also in 2019 when the Edinburgh Military Tattoo performed in Sydney, Australia. She's been on various radio programs. She plays with the sensational Jimmy Shandrix Experience, which was put together by that madman Sandy Breacon, on whose label, Breacon All Records, this album appears, The Tea Wafy. So, it sort of, on first inspection, it sort of looks like a bit of a pub crawl across Edinburgh. But what she's done is put together recollections of various folk clubs in Edinburgh, which coincidentally happen to take place in pubs. And the first track we'll hear is called The Royal Oak, and it's still going. It's a folk club that is rather good. And I'll read from her notes. I first encountered the Royal Oak in 1989, having not long arrived in Edinburgh, aged 17, to study classical piano and violin at Napier Polytechnic. It became obvious pretty quickly that classical music wasn't really my thing. I found the pubs with traditional music far more exciting than my college lectures or scales practice. So this was the beginning, 1990. Julian Dignan playing fiddle, Russell Hunter on piano, and Billy Crabb on double bass. Tunes, we'll hear Hamish's Tune by Hamish Menzies, or Biggies. Nick Gossip's reel, Repeal the Poll Tax, great name for a tune. Repeal the Poll Tax by Sandy Mathers. Da Full Rigged Ship and Da New Rigged Ship, 2 tunes from Shetland. This is from the featured album called The Tea Wafy by the Scottish fiddle player Julia Dignan.
Thank you.
first track from the featured album on Come All Ye this afternoon, simply called Royal Oak, named after the folk club in Edinburgh of that name. Hamish's Tune, Dick Gossip's Repeal the Poll Tax, The Full Rigged Ship and The New Rigged Ship. Those tunes from Julia Dignan playing fiddle. Russell Hunter played piano and Billy Crabb playing double bass. Billy Crabb sadly passed away earlier this year. Fortunately, not before he was able to contribute to this album. So we'll continue our little exploration of folk clubs in Edinburgh very shortly. But right now, we're off to Melbourne. This is the Homegrown Collective, featuring Neil Adam and Judy Turner, with one of Neil's songs, Yellow Shoes.
Across the mountain highway and around this entire nation, electric wires crisscross the place. They hold us in our station. And up above the highway there, a very neat and pretty pair of yellow shoes hangs out in space, suspended by a wire from a single lace. They left by some high-wire gent on his way round this continent, never setting foot on Earth, but hanging in space for all he's worth. Or did Icarus in retreat land above this suburban street, and his fall broken in this way? Did he live to fly another day? Another possibility, and it puts the fear of God in me, 'cause I'm a church-raised boy from a country town, both feet firmly on the ground. And I fear it was some angel who had thrown himself from heaven and fell to earth between those silver wires. It's the fear of God in me, 'cause I'm a church-raised boy from a country town, both feet firmly on the ground. And I fear it was some angel who had thrown himself from heaven and fell to earth between those silver wires. Thank you.
So we were listening to Neil Adam and Yellow Shoes. We'll go now to the Brooklyn Road. Is that familiar? If not the road, then the poem. How about Cold Iron? No? Okay. Well, they're both tracks on an album called Oak Ash Thorn, which was put together by a whole bunch of people, and they're all works by Rudyard Kipling, or the words are anyway, taken from poems contained in the books Puck of Pook's Hill and Rewards and Fairies. All the music was composed by Peter Bellamy, with a couple of exceptions, but some based on traditional tunes, but some of them his. So, from Oak Ash Thorn, I'm going to take two tracks. We'll hear the Brooklyn Road, as I said. Olivia Cheney will sing this one, and then Cold Iron, Charlie Parr.
I was very well pleased with what I knowed, and I reckoned myself no fool, till I met with a maid on the Brooklyn Road who turned me back to school, singing low down, with a little green lantern shine. Oh, maid, so you've done with the all but one, and she can never be mine. 'Twas right in the midst of a hot June night with thunder dancing round, I spied her face by the fairy light that beats from off the ground. She only smiled and she never spoke. She smiled and went away. And when she'd gone, my heart was broken. My wits was clean astray. Oh, stop your ringing and let me be your Brooklyn bells. You'll ring.
Citadel and summoned it to siege. Nay, said the cannoneer on the castle wall. But I am cold iron, shall be master of it all. Night so strong, when the cruel cannonballs laid him all along. He was taken prisoner, he was cast in thrall, and Iron Cold Iron's master of it all. Yet his king spake kindly, "Ah, kind Lord, what if I release thee now and give thee back thy sword?" "Nay," said the Baron, "mark not at my fall, for I am Cold Iron, his master of men all." Tears are for the craven, prayers are for the clown, halters for the silly neck, you cannot keep a crown. As my loss is grievous, so my hope is small, for Iron Cold Iron must be master of men all. Yet his king made answer, "Few such kings there be. Here is bread and here is wine, sit and sup with me. Eat and drink in Mary's name, the whiles I do recall, how Iron Cold Iron can be master of men all." He took the wine and blessed him, he blessed and brake the bread. With his own hands he served them, and presently he said, "See these hands, they pierced with nails outside my city wall. Show Iron Cold Iron to be master of men all." Wounds are for the desperate, blows are for the strong, balm and oil for weary hearts, all cut and bruised with wrong. I forgive thy treason, I redeem thy fall, for Iron Cold Iron must be master of men all. For the valiant, scepters for the bold, thrones and powers for mighty men who dare to take and hold. "Nay," said the Baron, kneeling in his hall, "but Iron Cold Iron is master of men all."
Interesting. That's Charlie Parr with Cold Iron. And before that, Olivia Cheney and The Brooklyn Road, both poems by Rudyard Kipling, put to music by Peter Bellamy, and cropping up on an album called Oak Ash Thorn. Right, back to the featured album for another track now. This one, the track is called The Tron. The Tron. You know what a Tron is? There's a few trons around Scotland. It's just a weighing machine, sort of a balance beam thing originally. Various places are called Tron Gate and stuff like that now. But it's also the name of what was a folk club. I don't know whether it still exists. It had its own space and then moved across the road to a pub, I seem to recall, a Whistle Binky pub. I don't know whether it still exists. Anyway, from Julia Dignan's album The Tea Wifey, the featured album on Come On Here Today, this track, covers the period 1993 to 1997, although the track itself is not that long. We hear The Snuff Wife, Donald Willie and His Dog, Old French, Bob McQuillan's, and Pat the Budgie. Julia Dignan playing fiddle, Ian McLeod mandolin, Simon Thumi of concertina, and Graham McKenzie guitar. Julia Dignan writes, I don't remember the first time I went to the Trot, but all of a sudden it was the place to be. There was a huge table for the musicians at the foot of the stairs and sessions 6 nights a week. Most nights were like a who's who of Scottish traditional music, with some of the best jazz musicians thrown in there too, for good measure. So she's chosen this particular group of tunes because they stand out in her memory as being associated with the Tron. Thank you. certainly in Edinburgh folk clubs and other places, there's that strong vamping guitar accompaniment, jazz chord structures, I suppose. Really works well, I think. Anyway, there we heard Kevin McKenzie playing guitar, Simon Thirlmere playing concertina, and Ian McLeod on mandolin, all backing the wonderful fiddle playing of Julia Dignan, a track called The Tron. Music she associates with the Tron Folk Club in Edinburgh. We heard The Snuff Wife, Donald Welly and His Dog, Old French, Bob McQuillan's, and Pat the Budgie. Have you ever been to Baltimore? Baltimore, Maryland, that is. There are lots of Baltimores around the traps, probably all named after the one in Cork, but I'm not sure about that. Anyway, Baltimore, Maryland was having a bit of trouble with its image in the mid-1970s. So in an attempt to improve the perception of Baltimore, the city fathers or the Chamber of Commerce or whatever decided to refer to Baltimore as Charm City. Charm City. Yes, I don't know whether that really worked, but it led to the creation of a rather fine group called Charm City Junction. Here's a track from Charm City Junction. Hop High.
Dress from a driver in the mine.
Hop high, hop high, hop high, my little gal. Hop high, hop high, hop high, my little gal.
Upon you my gold wedding ring, all to pay my Lulu's fine. Upon you my wagon and my team.
Hop high, hop high, hop high, my Lulu gal. Hop high, hop high, hop high, my Lulu gal. Thank you.
Yes, indeed. Hop High, some nice harmonies there from Charm City Junction, from Baltimore, Maryland. Charming city, I'm sure it is. If you venture off to the world of the turf accountant, you might be familiar with the death of Alec Robertson. He was a jockey. And according to the next song we're going to hear, which comes from Alan Musgrove, an album called The Bagman's Gazette, the song tells the story of a young Victorian jockey who was killed during a fall, killed in a fall at Randwick in 1888. Now, that's one version, but the song's been collected elsewhere. Warren Fay makes reference to collecting a version where not only was the location of the incident different, he put it down to, would you believe, Caulfield Cup Day, obviously in Melbourne, but also that the jockey's name was Robinson. All very confusing. Anyway, this is the version collected by Ron Edwards in Cairns, of all places, from Mick Dolan, who worked on the docks, was a lover of old songs, had an extensive repertoire of bush and sentimental and music hall type stuff. Alan Musgrove has extended the story a little bit with some lines from a related item called How Tattersall's Cup Was Won. So this is the story, or a story, of the death of Alec Robertson.
Kind friends, come gather round me, and a song I'll sing to you about poor Alec Robertson, a sportsman bright and true. Some say it was young Dowland's fault, however it's too late. The horse has fell and life has fled, the jockey's met his fate. This poor young jockey met his fate upon the Randwick course, when he was thrown from off his mount, that famous old black horse. 'Twas the railing horse that came down first. He had a nasty fall. Then up came poor old Silver Mine and tumbled off. Bid him last goodbye. His stable mate stood near him with a sad tear in his eye. His death was caused by Valentine, and there the jockey lay. He raised his head ere life had fled, and these words he did say: go and tell my dear old mother, who lives down in Geelong, that I've been badly wounded by the jockeys who rode wrong. My head is hurt, my back is sore, I cannot stand the pain. If God would only spare me, I'd see mother once again.
Mm-hmm.
is the hobby of all boys out here, a jockey for to be. To ride a horse, to scale the course, they do no danger see. Oh, that's right enough, but for a while, to ride for a big sum, until the news comes home to say a mother's lost her son. Go and tell my dear old mother, who lives down in Geelong, that I've been badly wounded by the jockeys who rode wrong. My head is hurt, my back is sore, I cannot stand the pain. If God would only spare me, I'd see mother once again.
How sad. That's Alan Musgrove, the death of Alec Robertson. Back to the featured album. Now, I want to play, if I have time, another three tracks. And the first of those three is a continuation of the pub crawl, West End Hotel. This set of tunes is associated with the period 1991 to 2005. Julia Dignan playing fiddle, Kevin MacLeod tenor guitar and mandolin, Colin McKenzie on guitar once again, and Ian McKenzie, known as Wallet McKenzie, on accordion. Brocken Lom, Sol in Gusden, Verenpiga, Inch Domsa, Kalhu Cuddle. Sorry about that. The West End Hotel in Edinburgh was a meeting point for many local and visiting Gaels, writes Julia Dignan. My experiences there were either as part of the band for the evening, starting at 9 p.m, or arriving much later after a gig elsewhere and joining in with the musicians who'd all been playing all night. There was always dancing, nonsense, and lots of Gaelic songs. And this was all new to me, being an East Coaster, but I always had a brilliant time. So, here we go. Thank you. set of Percha Burl tunes from the featured album. The Tea Wafy, it's called, from Julia Dignan, Edinburgh fiddle player. Those tunes were, for her, associated with the West End Hotel, where there was lots of music played. Between 1991 and 2005, for her anyway. We'll see whether we can fit in another two tracks before we go today. Next one, well, we'll become a little more refined with the next one. It's from the pen of William Shakespeare, who doesn't make it to the program nearly often enough. It's called Spring. It comes from Love's Labour Lost. Of Hilary James from an album called English Sketches. We had Simon Mayer playing mandolin and Ed Quick crops up on some tracks singing backup vocals. Interesting album. Two tracks now from a group called Realta, R-E-A-L-T-A. First one, salutary warning, I guess, about the dangers of whiskey. It's called The Longford Weaver. Then we'll follow that with a set of tunes. Bill Malley's, which is a ripper of a barn dance, and then a reel called John McKenna.
Long quarters I have been weaving for my weaving. I was paid down. I bought a shirt in the foremost fashionable for to march up through Longford town. I marched up and through Longford city where Nancy's whiskey I chanced to smell. I thought it fun for to go and taste some for 5 long quarters. I loved her well. Entered into a little alehouse, beg Nancy's pardon for making free. And Nancy met me at every corner, hearty welcome, young man, said she. We both sat down at a little table, looked at each other for a little while. We both sat down at a little table, and Nancy's whiskey did me beguile. Myself in a little corner, I found myself in a little bed. I tried to rise, but I was not able, for Nancy's whiskey held down my head. I arose the following morning, I asked the reckoning there was to pay. It's 15 shillings for ale and port, and I pay me quickly, son, and get away. My hand into my pocket, the ready money, I laid it down. 15 shillings for ale and porter, and all remaining was a half a crown. I looked up, I looked out the window, there a fair maid I chanced to spy. I called her in, spent 2 and 2 pence, and all remaining was a crooked coin. This money here with the rest, I'll bring a health to every young man and all the lassies that I love best. I'll go home, I resume my weaving, I surely will make those shuttles fine. And if I live through another
nice. That's Rialta, R-E-A-L-T-A. We just heard John McKenna's, and before that, Real, we heard a very relaxed barn dance called Bill Malley's. And before that, The Longford Weaver, all from the same album, Clear Skies. If you'd like to see the playlists for any of these programs, you can do that. Just go to www.comeallye.com and you'll see all the playlists. There's also a link there to 2MCE's page of podcasts. And these days, Come All Ye is being magically transformed into a podcast. Not long after the program goes to air. So today's program, for instance, is the 1st of December 2019. But you could be listening to it any time, really. Until they take the podcast down. Then you can't. Enough of that. This is Hame Mo Shui, or something like that. It means I am sitting. It comes to us from a group called Blass.
She's gonna squeeze a fatu again. Top on a chin, a least on Michel on fame. Ton of holly eggs, then seal in a colour name. Ackman and Jade of Ail, the Wallis, the crew. Top who got him play gaff a trick me at his suit. They come here the year, and you the Mavalok at you. It's a farage, my plate, on a slave sheet, or may of his is joy frame a chill as feel far glass a big rock. She do she or she shall me frost so like a song. To the hand she found green me skill to rest a good bra.
I like it. That's the voice of Anne Brennan and the group Blass, another flute-led tune there. It's good. B-L-A-S, that's the name of the group, and the name of the album. It's centred around a guy named David Ducey, D-O-O-C-E-Y, who plays fiddle in that. He's rather good. Right, squeeze in the next part of the pub crawl around Edinburgh. This is The Reverie from The Tea Wife, which is the featured album. It comes to us from a fiddle player by the name of Julia Dignam. And The Reverie is a pub with sad association in one respect, because it's where the late Angus R. Grant used to host Tuesday night sessions back in a few years ago now. And Julia Dignam enjoyed those sessions. Here she is with John Martin playing fiddle. So it's two fiddles, double your fun. Kevin McLeod once again on tenor guitar. David Boyter playing guitar. Esther Cook and Baron. And Toby Shippey, snare drum. The tunes, Tom Billy's, I'll Buy Boots for Maggie. The Bally Desmond polka and a Finnish polka.
Mm-hmm.
Well, unfortunately, I'm not going to have time to play another one from the featured album, but I'll tell you finally what it was all about. The album is called The Tea Wifey, taking its name from the fiddle player Julia Dignan's major preoccupation, drinking tea. And we've heard a bunch of tracks from various times in her life, from various folk clubs in Edinburgh. Most recently we heard the track called The Reverie, which was a location for a folk club in the for a couple of years, 2013 through to 2015. We heard Tom Billy's I'll Buy Boots for Maggie, the Bally Desmond Polka and the Finnish Polka. We don't have time for any others from that album, but we'll play more as the weeks go by. Here's Jerry Garcia, the Jerry Garcia Acoustic Band. Listen, have a great week. Might catch you next week, eh? Bye.
The clouds overshadow. drifting too far from the shore.